Today is May 9th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $30,964.89. What's happening with the market?
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So I did an episode yesterday, right, on Mother's Day. And at the time, I talked about Bitcoin price like we were in danger, right? And it just has continued to get worse.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on?
Well, I think that the bottom is falling out of a lot of things right now. I mean, gas prices have gone to pretty much they've crossed all-time levels. They're going up locally up to $4.60 a gallon. Diesel's at $5.60 locally.
And didn't the price per barrel drop?
Yeah, it has. But there's also a refining crunch. We don't have enough refineries in America. I mean, the one that I used to work for a couple of years ago shut down during the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and so we're seeing it across the board. I mean, asset markets on the whole are kind of, I wouldn't say in free fall, but there's definitely negativity, fear in the market. Gold is down, not a whole lot, but it is down. I think it's down to 1800 right now. 1800 and some change. Let's be fair, it's not exactly at 1800. We've seen, you know, and I did mention this in the podcast yesterday. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates again.
Yep.
We knew they were going to.
By not enough.
No, they did it by a half percentage point, basically. So now they don't have it. It's so weird because they don't have an exact number of what the interest rate is. It's anywhere right now between 0.75% and 1%.
Whoop-de-doo.
Exactly. I mean, but it's that kind of a reaction, or I guess we're getting this kind of reaction in the asset markets from that kind of a increase. Do you think so? I guess the question is, do you think they're going to continue to increase?
I don't know what options they have. I mean, well, I think the main option that they're going to do is just let it go and let interest or the inflation just go crazy. I mean, that's the most likely scenario. They could try and put a stop to it. But, you know, 40 years ago, they jacked the interest rate up to 20%. And we're pumping up our inflation. We're not even up to 1% yet.
Yeah. I mean, so CPI numbers, I'm waiting to see. We won't know those until, I think this probably this next, I don't know if it's this week or it's going to be the following week. Realistically speaking, I think you and I both agree that interest or, you know, inflation is probably at least at 18%, I would say. I mean, it all depends on the basket of goods that you're looking at. I mean, because everything is inflating differently.
Yep. Assets are inflating at a much higher rate.
Right. But now we're seeing the deflation of the assets, right? I mean, because that's what the asset market's doing is it's falling.
Well, at least like the housing market, right?
Housing market should, I would assume that's going to take a tumble. I mean, your average interest rate on a 30-year mortgage right now is going to be 5.25%. Five and a half, right around in there. So that should cool down the housing market.
Actually, I've seen that lumber prices are at the lowest point they've been all year.
Really?
Yes.
So that's, I mean, new home building for exactly. Sure then, right?
So there's not as much demand for lumber right now.
But that's the question is, I mean, will the Fed, and this is what we talked about, I think, and you know, towards the end of last year when they started initially talking about raising interest rates, right? How far will they let it go before they let the stock market completely just crumble before they start opening up the printing presses again?
Yeah. I mean, our economy is between a rock and a hard place. I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't see them really raising interest rates. I see them inflating. I don't think they're going to raise interest rates much more.
Yeah. I don't know if they, they can for sure. Right.
No,
they can. However, I don't know if the economy seems like it's on such a thin thread. If they continue to do that, I don't know what that happens to the asset markets. I mean, your big question is, what does that do? I mean, that are the boomers right now?
Or just right about to retire?
Yeah, that's going to screw them so incredibly bad. So bad. So, yeah, and like you said, it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, I mean, which one do you want? Do you want the high inflation? Or do you want asset prices to remain high?
Yeah. You know, I know they're kind of a younger boomer couple, but they were hoping to retire in the mid-2000s and wealth in that. And 2008 happened. They lost a huge chunk of wealth in that. So they basically just get up to a certain point, fall back down, get back up to a certain point. And who knows if those people will have another second wind to, you know, ride out to retire.
Yeah.
That could be it for them.
No, and that's, I mean, and that's the ultimate question. I mean, that's really when we go back to that and we talk about, like, the generations, the boomers have a majority of the assets and the money by a lion's share.
Yeah.
Compared to most typical people, right? So, I mean, and that's when they talk about, you know, the transfer of wealth and those types of things, where's that going to come from? I mean, if you can't pass on that generational wealth because you lose it all due to this overinflated bubble that we're in, where does that go? Where does that lead you?
I don't know. You know, I don't think the wealthness, well, it's phony wealth. I mean, that's the whole thing with a bubble. But when it comes to actual real assets, that's going to transfer over to the big banks, BlackRock, things of that nature.
Well, and I think you and I kind of talked about this the other day, and I was golfing with some guys that make probably pretty decent money on Friday. And they were, you know, we were talking about housing markets, those types of things. And I honestly believe the reason why we saw the housing crunch that we did. I mean, so there was a couple of things. Number one, people were buying. I do think that was happening because money was cheap, right? You were able to get loans fairly inexpensively. But I also think that there was a lot of purchasing going on. Because even now, even with the demand dropping, like what you're talking about for new home building, the supply of homes is still not that high.
It's still restricted, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the homes.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I mean, Bitcoin I've always seen as being, it's the lifeboat. We've talked about that before. It's your exit from the system. Unfortunately, Bitcoiners for so long wanted institutional investors to get into the Bitcoin. And this is what happens when institutions get into Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, when did the Bitcoin ETF go into effect? Like November-ish?
Yeah. Futures ETF went in. I want to say it was right around there.
Which is about the peak of Bitcoin. And it's about 55% of the value. Or it's lost 55% of the value.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was at 70. And now we're at 30.
Yeah. Yeah, because we got up to about 69. We'd hit 65. Dip back down to probably pretty close to where we're at right now. Rose back up to 69. And we've been kind of falling again since then.
Mm-hmm.
So
my question is when does this bear market end?
So, and that's the big question, right? Like, I mean, a lot of your institutional investors are going to, and I almost feel like they're going to piss and moan and throw a tantrum until the Fed opens back up the printing press. When that happens, I think that's when everything will start to reverse.
For Bitcoin, at least.
Yeah.
Well, actually, everything else is going to rise in value.
Absolutely. I mean, because what they're saying is the real value of Bitcoin right now, and I'm guessing what they're talking about when they talk about the real value is when they're looking at like mining costs and actual production costs, what it costs for Bitcoin. Currently, that's at 24,000. So we do have, you know, give or take about $6,000 before we get to where they consider that kind of the real value, the wholesale value of Bitcoin, that 24,000 mark. But at the same time, then we talk about that too, where we're saying exchange amounts, volumes of Bitcoin, right, or the availability on the exchanges continues to drop. But we're not seeing that being reacted to on the demand side.
No.
Although
it's not reflected in the price at all.
No. And then miners are starting to capitulate, so they're starting to sell. Because they've got to. They've got to sell off. If we're going to go into a crypto winter, right, they've got to sell off to be able to survive it. So they've got to get their cash stores in order so that they can pay their electric bills, pay their rents, all that stuff, to continue to operate. So it's interesting times. And we were talking about this a little bit, I think, was it yesterday? We were talking about MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all these, whenever he first started, when he threw the first hand grenade at the Fed and kind of started that speculative attack back in August of, was it 2020, I think?
2020, yeah.
And it could have been June. I can't remember the exact date, but it was that summertime of 2020. When he tossed that hand grenade out there, like, everybody was like, oh, he's a genius, right? Like, I mean, because he was right on that ramp going up.
Yeah, well, it was kind of starting to ramp up, and then by 2021, he looked like a complete freaking genius.
And now he's so leveraged in the space. Give me your thoughts, right? Because you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Well, he's just leveraging himself. He's thrown caution to the wind, and he's been buying. He's been preaching to other people to get into debt and buy your Bitcoin. I know that's what he's was doing with MicroStrategies and even personally.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he bought a good chunk of his Bitcoin before it crossed the $10,000 threshold and before the $20,000 threshold. But I guarantee you, he's bought a lot of Bitcoin when it was in the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 threshold, mm-hmm. maybe even higher, you know, 60s, when on the 60s. So, and according to the stories, he has a margin call at 21K.
Mm-hmm. At 21,000. If it dips below 21,000, he'll probably get a margin call. I mean, when you look at the price of MicroStrategy, I think it was well below $100 previous to all that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to say currently it's like at $200. Maybe it's at 180. I'm going to pull that up. See what this has done to them today. Come on, slow internet. Come on, slow internet. So they're $219.05.
How much have they lost in the past? Actually, they've done all right.
So previously, before all that, before he started the speculative attack, they were trading in around 100. They went to a low of $100.74. Their high, which was February 12th of 2021, which, as you recall, I mean, that was a big exit. The bull, I mean, that the bull run was really kind of like we're getting kicked off. I think I want to say not too much longer after that, probably February or March of 2021 is when he hit our $65,000 peak. I mean, we did hit 69,000 later, but we'll call it 65. So they are at, now they're at $219.05. The average has been $265.36 for the past 5 years. So, I mean, they're below their average. Right now, the stock analysis has it targeted as a strong buy. The one-year price target's $592. So even looking at it right now, they're saying to buy it because it's probably going to double within a year. That's interesting. Interesting.
Well, we'll see what those the futures are next week.
Yeah, I mean, because really that CPI number is going to be a big indicator. Because if the CPI indicator starts to drop at all, you know, as long as we don't keep on tapping up on it, and who knows, they can manipulate that basket so easily.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My whole thing is the numbers that they're using today are not the numbers that they, how they develop their consumer price index is not how they did it 40 years ago.
Homes aren't even included in
homes are not included. Energy is not included, which is like two of the most the biggest expenses that any person has.
Yeah.
So, and like we were saying earlier at the beginning of the show, gas is now at an all-time high. Diesel is at an all-time high, $5.69 a gallon locally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full $1.10 more than regular gas.
Yeah. And it's a byproduct of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, from the refining of gasoline, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things that come out of refineries. But diesel is huge. I mean, how do you get your stuff? When you order it from Amazon, how does it get to your doorstep?
Yeah, it's trucks. I mean, they're diesel-powered engines. I mean, you've got diesel trains transporting goods across the country. Truck drivers transporting goods across the country. Your boats, you know, your ships moving out there at sea, they're not run by sail anymore.
No.
They don't have nuclear generators on them. They got diesel-powered Cummins engines in there. I reckon it's a 6.7. It's like a Doge. So, I mean, yeah, it's not...
I don't see how inflation's going to be going down.
They cherry-pick their own basket.
Even cherry-picking, they can't fudge the numbers that bad.
I wonder if they're going to show like a negative inflation. Well, not negative, but I wonder if they're going to show it drop. I don't believe it if they do.
Oh, I don't believe anything anymore.
It makes me wonder about those asset prices. El Salvador did buy the dip today. They bought 500 more Bitcoin. And honestly, I would love to buy some more. I'm not ready to buy yet. And I don't know if I'll buy any more until right before the Fed decides they're going to hop in the ambulance. And they're going to be like, oh, we're going to bail you guys out. But if that's going to come or not, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe when that happens, we do run out of Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah. And that may be what it takes to get that.
To like everyone's like just running to Bitcoin. There's not enough supply.
Yeah.
And then boom, the price is just insanely through the roof. Not even to mention the inflation.
Going nuts.
Going nuts and driving prices even that much higher.
Yeah, and something I brought up yesterday, you weren't there for, was the Republic of Central Africa, or Central African Republic, I think is what they call themselves, did adopt Bitcoin as legal tender.
Yep. It's always these little straggler countries, you know, they don't have anything going on, but this is kind of their window, this is their opportunity, right,
mm-hmm.
to get a leg up.
Yeah, and it's something like I said, you know, talking to you about it the other day. You can't afford, like, Bank of America is not going to go in there and build banks. So you need something that can do that by on its own.
Yep. Well, even if you were able to open your own banks and you had your own currency, nobody's going to trust it.
Mm-mm. No. Nope. And then Argentina banned Bitcoin. Crazy times.
What can they do about banning it, though?
Not much. I mean, as long as you've got a VPN or anything like that, you can still skirt everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know how low we will go. I really have a feeling there's going to be a strong level of support at 28,000. Like, if we dip that low, I bet you the buy walls are huge right at that level.
I think the level of support is going to be somewhere a little bit lower.
Where do you think?
25, 26.
And that's possible. And it may be one of those things, again, where we see that dip. It depends, though, man. Like, I really don't know. It depends on how the rest of the asset classes do.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Everything's down. And we called this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the economy starts coming unglued, everything's going to take a hit.
Yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin is no exception. Gold is going to go down. It's just, it's this... This is, I mean, it's May 9th. We're going to look back at this day and say, damn. I mean, most likely, we're going to say, damn, we should have bought some Bitcoin a year from now.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, I hope so. I mean, I have so much conviction in the Bitcoin space that I have no doubt that it's going to recover. I mean, I've lived through a couple 90% corrections now. You've lived through a couple of
nuclear winters.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's at this point, I'm like, I've seen it come back, and it comes back stronger and harder every time. And it never drops below a certain threshold after it reaches it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it basically, once it blows past those barn doors of 20,000, right? Like, I don't think we'll ever see it really drop below that $20,000 mark again.
Well, let's talk about the history, just recent history of Bitcoin. The real support level is about 29,000 or 30. Yeah. It'll dip just a hair below 30 and bounce back up. The only thing that kind of worries me is this has been a general downward trend, and I don't see it stopping.
Yeah.
But ever since basically, what, January 2022, it basically crossed 20. No, it was December. It crossed 20. And then shortly after it crossed 20, it went to 30. And it's never really gone below 30, at least not longer than one instantaneous moment.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I mean, and that's the thing, is once it breaks past those barn doors of the $65,000 range again, unlikely that's going to become your next level, right? Like, it'll continue to do that thing where it'll go up, drop, go up, drop, but it never drops down beyond a certain point.
But it also has the resistance up beyond a certain point.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, me saying that it could drop down to 25,000, that's pretty radical for the past year or so, mm-hmm. year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, I think we crossed that 20,000 mark, I think it was December 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
I'm pretty sure, because that's about when I got in.
Yeah.
I got in on the last day before it was 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's, you've never seen it revisit that.
Not even close.
So, I think we're going to get, I do think 28,000 will be a good support zone. I do think that it's possible we'll see 25, 26. I don't know how long we'll stay there, but I do think we'll get the nice bounce.
I don't know. Here's the hope.
Yeah, amen.
But I think, you know, let's say, we'll play devil's, well, not devil's advocate. We'll play the devil himself. You know, if you're trying to shut down Bitcoin and you're some type of central banker, if there's a number one target on this planet, his name is Michael Saylor.
Yep.
And if you know about his 21,000 call, you know, that's what you're going to be aiming for. You'll take out the number one evangelist. And who knows how long you'd crush Bitcoin after that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, although, I mean, to be honest, if Bitcoin is going to be one of those things that does survive, it can't be any one person that supports it. It can't be any one person that promotes it. It's got to be a group effort.
But most people are lemmings, and they just follow the leader. And if they see Michael Saylor die, it's going to extinguish a lot of hope in a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, then the question becomes, like, when Tesla sells, SpaceX sells theirs, you know, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? You're going to sell it for cash? You're not going to sell it for freaking stocks? I mean, what do you do with that money? Like, if you do sell?
I guess you would reinvest it in your own stocks.
There's nothing else really that you could do.
No.
And I mean, even if you reinvest it in your own stocks, people take their profits and your stock will drop again. Like, really, do you want to be in cash and you want to be in fiat? No.
No. And that's the thing. Cash is, we know the dollar is dying. Every other currency is dying even quicker death right now.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest time to be alive.
Yep. There's nothing strong.
There's nothing strong. The world is mocking you just with everything. Like, I mean, kind of a sidetrack, but when the potential to overturn Roe versus Wade in Supreme Court. I just remember seeing some, you know, kind of left to center outlets talking about how you could take this horse medication to have an abortion. I'm just like, I don't know if this is the best timeline, but it's definitely the most interesting timeline.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And then you got billionaire Elon Musk, because you wanted to bring this up.
Buying Twitter.
Yeah.
And they're coming after him now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're investigating all of his stuff. And, I mean, he's wanting to make it a platform. And you know the reason he did this? It's because the Babylon Bee got suspended from Twitter.
Babylon Bee.
They're their satire website. They're a Christian satire thing. Like, they're like basically The Onion, but 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
But they got their Twitter thing suspended. He did an interview with them back...
Oh, he did it not too long ago. Yeah,
not too long ago. And then he asked him about it, and they're like, yeah, we got kicked off. And he's like, huh, that's weird. So he went and scrounged together some money, bought 10%, and then he scrounged together some more money to buy them all outright.
Well, and there's been all kinds of crazy rumors. Like, there's rumors that Jack Dorsey knew what his plan was, and that's why he stepped down as CEO.
I don't know. I think Jack Dorsey, you know, we've said it before when he stepped down. I think he's actually, well, he's definitely a Bitcoin guy. He's more of a, he's not some crazy lefty. Mm-mm. But whatever happened at Twitter, he was incapable of stopping it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can't fix it, just get the hell out of there. Even though he founded it, all the rest of it. So
he lost control of it. So I don't know. Let us know what you guys kind of think the Bitcoin price is going to do. And yeah, we'll catch you again. I am going to be out of town basically the remainder of this week. I'll be back Saturday.
Same here.
So we'll have to record again maybe Sunday morning or something.
Yeah, we'll try Sunday morning.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you all for listening. Peace out.
Latest.